This is Audible.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Retirement Reinvention. Make your next act your best act. This is the author, Robin Ryan. For my family, Steve, Jack, and Mom, and in loving memory of my father, Joseph J.C. Cristiano, 1925 to 2017. Oprah, Dr. Phil, NBC Nightly News, Fox News, and CNN are only a few of the more than 2,000 TV and radio shows where Robin Ryan has been seen offering her advice. She is the best-selling author of 60 Seconds and You're Hired, Over 40 and You're Hired, Soaring on Your Strengths, Winning Resumes, Winning Cover Letters, and What to Do with the Rest of Your Life. Robin has been quoted or featured in most major magazines and newspapers, including Business Week, Money, Newsweek, Fortune, Good Housekeeping, Forbes, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Seattle Times, The Los Angeles Times, and The Chicago Tribune. A career counselor for over 20 years, Robin Ryan uses her expertise daily in her consulting practice, where she helps individuals land great jobs, get promotions, change careers, and secure higher salaries or plan for their retirement reinvention. A licensed vocational counselor, Robin offers telephone, Skype, and in-person consultations. A highly sought-after corporate trainer and national speaker, she frequently appears at corporate training sessions, libraries, college alumni gatherings, and association conferences. Robin holds a master's degree in counseling and education from Suffolk University and a bachelor's degree in sociology from Boston College. She is the former director of counseling services at the University of Washington. Contact her at 425-226-0414, email robin@robinryan.com, or visit her website at www.robinryan.com or www.myretirementreinvention.com. Forward. I was scared. No, I was downright terrified. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't even think about anything. I simply sat on the examination table waiting. Moments later, the door handle turned, and a cold-hearted radiologist stood in the doorway and said, "Mrs. Ryan, you have breast cancer and you need a mastectomy." Those awful words that no woman ever wants to hear. And like every person who gets a cancer diagnosis, my world was shattered in seconds. I would fight for my life for the next 2 years and, of course, close down my business. This book is a symbol of my recovery, and I want you to benefit from what I learned. Live for now. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Cancer is a terrifying experience. I went through 4 surgeries and extensive chemo. I was left with nerve pain so excruciating that I stayed on serious painkillers for 9 months. That nerve damage became permanent. Chemo is an awful experience. If you have never gone through it, I hope you never do. They literally are poisoning you, and you become so, so ill. It takes everything you've got to battle the cancer in your body. Some of us are blessed by God, and we win. Sadly, many people lose. While I was sick, my friend and former secretary, Wanda Bartel, died from cancer at the age of 53. I couldn't wrap my head around how this vibrant, expressive lady died. She just couldn't, but she did, and I was absolutely devastated. We also buried one of the hockey moms whose son played on my son's team. Jennifer McCutcheon and I were diagnosed with breast cancer 1 week apart, and this nice lady lost her battle. She was in her early 50s. I survived. But living through something as scary and traumatic as cancer, and losing those ladies during that time absolutely changes you. I don't look at the world the same way. I try to appreciate a little bit more each day. I love my family and cherish our moments together more dearly. I look at my son Jack and am forever grateful I will see him go to college, graduate, marry someday, and maybe even give me a grandchild. I have so many more days I can spend with him. Although I do live with chronic pain, I always remind myself that both Wanda and Jennifer would have given anything to see their sons grow up. I witnessed the good in people. I appreciated my caring friends for all they did to help me and just for being a part of my supportive world. Kind friends drove me to doctors and physical therapy and anywhere I needed to go. Strangers sent me cards and thoughtful friends wrote me supportive notes. In the last year, I even forgave a good friend who walked away when I got sick. That was hard to do, but in forgiving her, I found more peace. No, I haven't forgotten how she turned her back on me. Some situations end badly. I just accepted that as a challenging part of life. It took me 2 years to recover and be able to start to work again, even part-time. I missed helping my clients land new jobs, but there were many days when I was pretty convinced that I could never do it again, never write again, never feel well enough to give a speech. Many people suffer from something called chemo brain or chemo fog. You just can't think very clearly or remember much. You walk around in a fog. Boy, is it disheartening. And it takes a long, long time to clear up. I was blessed in being able to recover enough to write this book. My goal was to make a difference. I wanted to be able to help you and other baby boomers who might need some final career stage advice on more effective ways to plan happy years of retirement. So I dedicated myself to helping you. Now you also have to help yourself. It's up to you to create a plan that allows you to go forward and make your retirement a prime time of your life. Your best days are still ahead of you. Your very best day is today, because it may be all you're given. I want to encourage you to live your days to the fullest. Life will interrupt you. There will be tragedies in the days ahead, big losses of family and friends. There will be hard, challenging times. I can't take that from you. Live for the good days. I encourage you to do the things on your bucket list as soon as possible. I want you to make a retirement plan that inspires you to get out there and start living it right now. Do the fun and meaningful things that make you truly happy, satisfied, and fulfilled. As you continue living your life, take time to smell the roses. I notice the world around me more. The new life of spring, the sunny days of summer, the vibrant leaves of fall. I enjoy watching the ocean waves crash, hoping for big, powerful ones. I love walking in new snow that is pristine and white and where nature looks like a Christmas card. And I love flowers. I make time to photograph them and delight in their natural beauty. Flowers are exquisite creations of nature, but if you don't take time to look at how perfect they are, you're going to miss them, and a lot else, I'm afraid. Enjoying the beauty of nature should be part of how you enjoy leisure time. This is the best time of your life because this is the moment that you are living right now. Make each day memorable and worthwhile. Retirement is a great time of life if you develop and enact a worthwhile plan to make it so. So now let's explore exactly how to make your retirement meaningful, fun, and enjoyable. P.S. All my audiobook profits are donated to breast cancer research. Don't go through life, grow through life. Part 1. What can my future look like? Success is relishing life and doing whatever will make you truly happy. Chapter 1. Make a plan. Don't become a failed retiree. When you leave work, you will likely have over 9,000 days to fill up. 9,000 days. How will you spend them? What would make those days meaningful and enjoyable? These are the million-dollar questions you need to answer. Society sends people an awful message once they hit retirement age. Your best days are behind you. People often fear retirement because they see what they will lose or give up and not what they will gain. They may fear too much freedom with no purpose. Referred to by past generations as the golden years, this life stage was the end of your work life and left you little to dream about except travel and family. But what about your identity, your self-worth, your need to be productive and important in your own eyes? What about your emotional well-being, your creative soul? 9,000 days is a lot of time to fill only with leisure. Don't you still want a sense of purpose and of belonging to a community too? Developing a meaningful and enjoyable retirement takes some work and planning. It doesn't just naturally happen. In fact, not enacting a good plan can put you on the road to becoming a failed retiree. That's right. As you enter this next and final phase of your career, you might actually fail. Financial planners all have war stories about people who retired and became absolutely miserable. Too much time off and nothing worthwhile to do. Within 1 to 2 years, the retirees were hitting the pavement, looking to return to work, only to find no one was interested in hiring them. So in retirement, they failed. Don't let this happen to you. To make your future a happy one, you need to do some self-exploration and examine your interests, values, and hobbies. Your future goals need to be shaped by who you are today and what you truly want. Leaving your working life behind does bring freedom from stress and the daily grind, but it also can leave you alone with an awful lot of time on your hands. The all-important question then is, what is your life going to look like? Careers give us purpose, identity, and meaning. For the past generations, retirement involved leaving work behind, but it too often included sitting around and watching TV as a major life highlight. That plan has become old-fashioned. What if you reinvent the game and make up new rules for your retirement? What if you look ahead and say it's time to use an interest to start a new career, likely part-time, simply because you enjoy it? You could tap a current interest or find a cause you care about and use some time to give back and help others. This new career would be fun and fill a few hours each week with meaning while leaving plenty of time for other activities, socializing, and leisure. Leaving behind the professional me gave Dick pause. He had been a chemistry teacher in a small town for over 35 years and had also served as the high school's assistant football and lacrosse coach. He knew all the kids and families in the area, in some cases going back generations, and was well-liked in the community. But living in a small rural town, his options for retirement reinvention were limited. While he was definitely tired of grading papers and working long hours, he loved his job and worried a lot about what he'd be losing. He was concerned that he would no longer feel connected or that he did something important. But when New York State offered incentives to older and more expensive teachers to retire, Dick decided to take the package. It was an ad for a Meals on Wheels driver that got his attention. That three-day-a-week job didn't sound exciting, delivering meals to elderly people in shut-ins, but it left lots of time for golfing and being with my two grandsons, Dick remembers. The most important thing, of course, was that I would be helping people. It turned out that it was a perfect fit for Dick. I greeted each person by name and stayed to chat for a few minutes, knowing that the elderly were often pretty isolated, especially during the cold, snowy winter months. It turned out that many of their kids were my former students, so I'd remind them of the connection, which gave us an instant bond. I always asked if I could do something extra, take out the trash or change a light bulb in the ceiling, he says. At first, many of the people he delivered to were not open to his efforts. They were elderly, frail, and often grumpy. Yet he always arrived with a smile because he knew the work he did was important. And over time, they looked forward to his visits. When he was off, they asked where he was and if he'd be back. Driving a Meals on Wheels truck was a big switch from being a chemistry teacher. But talking to the families allowed Dick the job satisfaction he craved. Giving back, making a difference, and helping others is a common theme for people living out their retirement reinvention today. Think about this. The world would be a much better place if every boomer decided to work 5 or 10 hours a month to make society and our planet better. Can you even imagine the impact our generation might make by undertaking something so world-changing? We'll get lots of stories about people giving back in part two. Retirement myths. Research by Merrill Lynch and AgeWave found that nearly half, 47% of today's retirees say they either have worked or plan to work during their retirement. But an even greater percentage, 72%, of pre-retirees age 50 or older say they want to keep working after they retire. Indeed, this study highlighted how our long-held beliefs about retirement are changing. Myth 1. Retirement means the end of work. Reality. Over 7 in 10 pre-retirees say they want to work in retirement. In the near future, it will be increasingly unusual for retirees not to work. This includes volunteer and paid jobs. Myth 2. Retirement is a time of decline. Reality. A new generation of working retirees is pioneering a more engaged and active retirement. Myth 3. People primarily work in retirement because they need the money. Reality. This research reveals that some work primarily for the money. Many others are motivated by important non-financial reasons. Myth 4. New career ambitions are for young people. Reality. Working retirees are 3 times more likely than pre-retirees to be entrepreneurs. Over your lifetime, you've likely had 11 or 12 job or career changes. The retirement reinvention stage represents just one more new career change. Fact, in the near future, it will become increasingly unusual for retirees not to work. Why is there this need to work in your final life phase? 1. Longer life expectancy. The average person lives until their 80s. 2. Elimination of pensions for most workers. 3. Fear of economic instability. Boomers like the idea of still having some employment income. 4. Boomers seek greater purpose, stimulation, and fulfillment in retirement. 5. The need for new friends and social connection. Baby boomers are pioneering a more engaged and active retirement. This will allow them to incorporate fun work and leisure into a lifestyle that is rewarding and feels happy and worth living. An important insight is that as you enter your 50s, your perspective begins to shift. Many people focus on how they can make a difference and what will their legacy be. They see social problems and seek out ways to improve situations. After they retire, they may choose to volunteer, building homes for Habitat for Humanity, for example, or teaching English to immigrants. Many people choose to use their talents to give back to society by providing a service to others. Other people enjoy a fun hobby job or even start a new business. There are countless ways that you can look at the world and find worthwhile ways to help. You have too many talents to just sit around playing bingo and shuffleboard. You've got a lot of days, weeks, months, and years to fill. Yes, you can play tennis and golf, swim, walk the beach, travel, but you may also need something more to keep your brain active and your spirits high, something that is important and matters to you. The old golden years model of retirement, with endless days of idleness and lazily just doing stuff, does not have to be for you. You might have hit your later 50s and 60s, but you still have exciting and enjoyable times in front of you. You have the health to be active and surely don't want to become a depressed couch potato. The new final career stage is something you are doing to meet your own needs. What is imperative is that it be one you choose because, one, it's meaningful, two, it gives you a sense of purpose, three, it offers social interactions and a sense of community, four, it's very interesting to you, five, it's something you enjoy. That's exactly how this book will help you shape your future. Instead of easing into a leisure-only stage, I'm recommending you move into a new, fun job and leisure stage. I'm naming this new and final stage of your career, retirement reinvention. Too often, we only consider the financial aspects of retirement. We don't plan for our lives beyond our jobs, and we become failed retirees, often suffering from depression, boredom, loneliness, and loss of purpose. Yet many of us have a mental list of things we always wanted but never had time to do. Ask yourself whether that list is an accurate reflection of who you are today and what you want to do now. It's wise to actually sit down and write out the list you have in your head. Give it a hard look. Some things you will still want to do. Others will drop off your list as you realize that you are not the same person you were 10 or 15 years ago. You have changed, and your life goals need to be updated too. The retirement reinvention stage offers you a new way to retire, with the opportunity to find work, paid or unpaid, full or part-time, and to create meaning and enjoyment after your traditional career has ended. Many of us will have 1, 2, or 3 decades of good health after we retire. We need to create a plan for them, and for most of us, that plan will include some form of work, but in a new, different arena. This book offers many retiree stories to inspire ideas you have yet to even consider for moving happily into retirement. Changing retirement trends for baby boomers. A 57-year-old soft-spoken man, Jim had spent his entire career as an aerospace engineer for the same Fortune 500 company. He specialized in testing composite materials to determine strength and bendability in a specialized wind tunnel, one of only 3 in the world, something that only a handful of engineers are capable of doing. Several years ago, I advised Jim as his career coach when he applied for and got a significant promotion to engineering test manager. Last year, his company began offering early retirement to older engineers and IT specialists. The package of incentives was designed to encourage voluntary participation. Although rumors that layoffs would follow if the older folks didn't leave ran rampant in the halls and by the coffee machine, Jim says, "I just assumed that my unique specialty provided me with job security, so I declined the offer of early retirement, kept working hard, and ignored what was happening around me." 6 months later, he was laid off without any of the extra incentives. When HR first gave him the news, Jim says, "I was shocked. Then I got really angry that the company let me go after I'd been such a great employee." finally, I got past that, but I quickly learned that no one wanted to hire a semi-bald, white-haired engineer whose specialized skills weren't even up to date or broad enough for contract work. Boy, it was so depressing. Unfortunately, Jim's job had quit him, not the other way around. His engineering career was done, and slowly he accepted that he was retired, if not by choice. As I helped him find his way in this new stage, we talked about what his retirement could be. He had few outside interests, but he did enjoy learning and sharing his knowledge. While we narrowed down the possibilities for fulfilling but less stressful work, he kept returning to the idea of teaching. He decided to take a class on how to teach a college course and loved every minute. Jim now teaches at the local community college, retired but still contributing. He has found a new identity in being a professor. He isn't earning nearly as much money as before, but his level of satisfaction is just as high as it was. Little did Jim know, but he was on the cutting edge of a change in retirement. Having your job quit you is a new trend. Many baby boomers will find themselves in Jim's shoes. The company decides that its older workers need to go and that somehow they will find a way to do just that. Then, after losing their jobs and being unable to replace them, the new retirees need to reshape their lives into something other than being depressed and full of self-pity. In my career counseling sessions, the epiphany usually comes when the retiree begins to see that the world holds many opportunities and chances to blend leisure with fulfilling work, and in a combination that fits one's needs. Finding a new passion and interest led Jim, for example, to a part-time job that engaged him intellectually and made him feel productive and happy again. Retirement can happen for one of these reasons. One, you choose to retire and do so on your own terms. Two, you are burnt out, tired of, dislike, or are just done with your current career, so you quit. Three, your career quits you because of outdated skills and or your age. Four, you are forced to retire because the company wants you gone. We moved too much for me to keep a job as a military wife, says Marge, so I stayed home and raised the children. When her husband left the military and they had a permanent residence, she got a job as a paraeducator in an elementary school. She loved working with young children and had a big, compassionate heart for special needs kids. Marge spent 11 years working as an aide to disabled kids. But the school district had a mandatory retirement age of 65. I don't think I'd have ever left my job if I hadn't been forced out, says Marge. I realized later that I had made a serious mistake. I didn't have a purpose when I left my career. That really hurt me when I retired. Looking back, I wish I'd had a better plan. I suffered a lot of depression when I was not working in the classroom anymore. It took me a few years to begin to fill my life up with tasks that meant something. It sure was difficult to replace all I felt I'd lost when I left that job behind. Most companies do not have a mandatory retirement age, but that doesn't mean that they want their older workers to remain. In fact, Tom, a senior executive at HP, summed it up this way. We are so top-heavy with boomers who are getting big paychecks but aren't contributing the way we need. If they don't leave, people can't move into their jobs and start that domino effect of promotions. Our company has let over 80,000 people go, but we need to push out tens of thousands more so we can be innovative and bring in younger people with drive and fresh ideas. Many of today's Fortune 500 companies feel the same way. They want older baby boomers to leave. I teach at a large company that has over 100,000 employees, and it has been seriously working towards pushing the older technical and engineering staff out. The company calls it voluntary retirement, but as John found, it felt more like a big shove. John had been employed at this company as a planner for most of his career. He was a top-paid employee and had had several promotions over the years. When the offer to take voluntary retirement came out, John's manager took him aside and said, "You should take this package and retire. The company is offering severance, and if you skip this offer, you could find yourself unemployed in 6 months with no extra money to go. They will just lay you off." John felt the pressure to go, and he appreciated that his boss cared enough to clue him in on how the future might go if he didn't accept the package and leave. John had seen the company laying off older workers for 2 years under the guise of reorganization. He says, "I did not want to leave, but I'm not stupid. I understood that the future at work was over, so I took the money, and within 6 weeks, I was officially retired." How a company can push you out. Many people in senior management believe that baby boomers need to leave their jobs so other employees below them can move up. The conflict is that many boomers still need or want the paycheck since they will likely live longer. After the last recession, many do need to save more before they are done with work. Organizations have found several tricky ways to get around union rules and seniority and discrimination policies to push you out. These tactics include layoffs, job elimination, your job at your level and salary disappears, your boss writing you up for a sudden performance drop, offering early retirement with incentives to leave, such as paid medical insurance, instituting a mandatory retirement age, reducing job duties, stopping advanced level work, cutting hours, assigning job duties you aren't equipped to perform. If the company wants you gone, it will find a way. Some tactics are nice, such as offering severance pay and medical insurance, and others are just a way to fire you, often with nothing extra as you go out the door. Don't kid yourself and think this won't happen to you. Kathleen was a terrific worker with regular promotions and stellar performance reviews. In her early 60s, she planned to work for a few more years. Then the company changed her job. She lost most of her advance work and was given menial and tedious technical activities to do. She got a new, young boss, and life got hard very fast. The boss constantly picked on her for being too slow. He gave her the worst assignments in the department. His performance review rated her poor and said she must improve in several areas or be fired. She got a mentor and a technical tutor, but even as she strived to make improvements, the boss criticized her work. Within 4 months of the first poor performance review, he fired her, with no severance pay and only self-paid medical insurance. She was terribly depressed and felt betrayed by a company she had worked hard for over many years. Almost every week, the news reports a large company announcing a major layoff. The first people to go out the door will be those the company views as expendable. Most will be baby boomers. You need to be on the lookout for these kinds of company tactics. If the writing is on the wall, see it. Do not be in denial. You need to be proactive to get the best exit option you can. Kathleen should have tried to go to her boss and offer to retire in exchange for severance pay and paid health care insurance. She was in deep denial that the firing would ever happen, but happen it did. The gift of life is yours, but you are responsible for the quality of it. The road ahead. Living longer means having plenty of time to do new, fun things. I talked with many retired boomers at the Creative Aging Conference and quickly discovered how many retirees leave work with no plan and no clear to-do list. In the new retirement world, retirement reinvention will be the final phase of a person's professional life. The Society for Human Resource Management has predicted that 72% of pre-retirees will have some form of work during their retirement reinvention phase of their life. The other 28% of boomers who retire will go straight to the end of the working phase and won't plan to have any more work in their lives. This latter group may change their minds after a year or so and seek out some form of volunteer or paid job. On the accompanying PDF, find the graphic entitled Old versus New Lifetime Career Path. With long years ahead of us after we leave our careers, we don't want our parents' retirement. The idea that we'll spend our post-work years traveling to warmer climes in the winter, spending our days playing golf or mahjong, and visiting our children and friends is no longer enough. We want a meaningful, fun job to add into the mix, one that will give us a good reason to get up in the morning. For some, earning money is important, whether for financial or psychological reasons. For others, it isn't part of the equation at all. We know that we may have decades ahead of us. Past generations thought of retirement as the end of one's work life. For most aging people, it was a time of decline. Boomers want more than that. We are active and we want to be engaged. Pure leisure may work for some, but can all your time be spent that way? If you are worried about leaving your professional self behind, you must come up with a solid plan before you retire. It's essential. Your professional identity often defines you to yourself and the outside world. Upon retiring, the comfort of that identity is lost, along with the work community you've been immersed in. For many, a major fear is, what would I do if I didn't work? Other key concerns are, what about my identity? Who will I be? What about my desire to be productive and important in my own eyes? What about my emotional well-being? Who will I hang out with? What will I do with another 20 to 30 years still to live? Your answers to these questions are the start of creating this new life of reinventing your retirement as a final career stage. By considering a future in which you can begin a fun job in something new and interesting, you can keep your mind active, your disposition pleasant, and meet new friends with similar interests. How, you may be thinking, do I define new satisfying work that feels meaningful, but maybe part-time, flexible, and quite different from what I did before retiring? Working with my clients, I have developed a retirement reinvention program to help those in the pre-retirement stage or those who have become stuck after leaving their job to create a new direction. This program is the basis of this book and the key to helping you plan how you want to spend your post-career years. It also shows you how to make it happen. In the upcoming chapters, you'll experience my retirement reinvention program. It begins by helping you navigate the process of how to leave your old career behind. Without this essential step, you may find yourself stuck, not knowing who you can become after decades of being defined by your work. I will guide you through a review of your current skills and will explore your values, hobbies, and interests. This step is the basis for defining new, satisfying work. Work that feels meaningful, but is different from your current or previous work. You'll explore not only what you want to do, focusing on a fun new situation, but also how you want to do it. Start a new business, volunteer, consult, work full or part-time. You'll learn how to manage your leisure and work schedules, assessing how much time you want to devote to each. And you'll consider issues such as how much money you need to earn, where you're going to live, staying put, moving to a new community, living in two different places over the course of each year. The answer to these questions will define what kind of work you want to incorporate as you design your own retirement reinvention. Throughout this book, I'll share stories that show the different options real people have used to achieve happiness and fulfillment during their retirement reinventions. These stories will help percolate new ideas and inspire a wide variety of ways you can create the ideal life for yourself. My job has been my life, so now what? Some people are their job. Many of us get a sense of worth, recognition, respect, and power from our work and the positions we hold. This has been true for men for years. Their whole identity can be based in their job title and prestige from the positions they hold. Women have experienced this too, especially as they have risen to positions of control and power. As corporate America downsizes, however, former VPs, managers, executives, and CEOs feel the loss profoundly. These people suddenly find themselves heads of nothing. They lose their identities and sometimes themselves. A high flyer in three large pharmaceutical companies she'd worked for, Colleen had been a regional sales manager and then moved up to the executive director spot when her husband Bob got cancer at age 58. This was a fun-loving teddy bear of a man who loved life and enjoyed experiences, travel, socializing, and parties. Over the next 3 years, Colleen watched her beloved husband fade away. At 61, Bob's life was over. In her early 50s, Colleen's whole view of life changed. I was alone with no children, and losing my husband had a profound effect on me, she says. First, she recognized that she no longer needed to earn as much income as possible. If her money was well invested, she could retire and have a great life. I realized life was not about the next project and sales numbers. It should be about being with family, living life, and making memories, explains Colleen. At 56, she left work. Now, 3 years later, she is busy with her volunteer commitments. She met a wonderful man and recently married him. To celebrate turning 60, they went on an African safari. The safari had been a far-off dream, says this vibrant woman. It had been on my bucket list, so we decided to go. It was unbelievable. I'll admit it was very expensive, but I want to experience things now. I'm really healthy and fit, so I plan to do the activities and see the sights I've never had time for when I worked, and I want to do them all now while I can. Giving back is also important to Colleen. She averages about 15 hours a week working at two different charities. They make her feel like she is doing something meaningful. In my work role, I was never removed from the office before. It was work, work, work. I'd go on a short vacation and always did emails and return business calls. Now, Colleen declares, I'm so free. It's a luxurious experience. But I have learned that time is so precious and things can change on a dime. I'm making the most of my retired days. Career and personal identity are very closely linked for people who, like Colleen, work a great deal. Doctors, lawyers, CPAs, architects, dentists, executives, engineers, and professionals, many of these people have devoted their lives to their professions. They have loved doing their work. Some have been workaholics, spending 60 or more hours a week at a demanding job. Many do not know how to live outside their professional worlds. Many are scared to retire. Although they may be tired or burnt out, they find the fear of the emptiness ahead of them if they leave their current job too overwhelming to face. Am I describing you? If so, your future requires some definite planning and new ideas. The retirement reinvention process you are about to go through will help you uncover some new interests and a new way to live and enjoy your life after you leave your current career behind. No, it won't be the same. Endings happen, sometimes unfortunately, before you want them. Keep in mind that almost all of us will retire. You will lose the job as well as the stress, hassles, politics, and commute. The perks will disappear. Work acquaintances will go on networking but no longer include you. Hanging on won't make it any easier. To become a successful retiree, you need a new game plan, a solid direction that makes you feel excited about living this new stage of life. Retirement reinvention is essential for your future well-being. Getting started. First, you need to reflect and do a bit of soul searching to uncover what would make your future happy. Begin by answering these questions. Let's assume you are still working as you approach these key questions. What would I miss most from my current career? How do I define my professional identity? What are my thoughts about losing my position of power and success once I retire? What feelings must I get from retirement to make it feel worthwhile? Is there a cause or particular interest I might like to pursue once I retire? What is my top reason for not retiring today? The first two big things I want to do when I retire are... On the accompanying PDF is a worksheet to record your answers. Retirement reinvention requires you to examine what you will leave behind and miss. If it is social connection and community, then you must replace them with a new group of people who have the same interests you do. If you have enjoyed a hobby or if you have a consuming interest, you can find a way to become immersed in it. The chapters ahead will help you successfully retire into a happy, desirable life, one you want to live. Life intrusions. The road to retirement reinvention varies. Brenda was a CPA and had been a CFO when she got sick and was shoved into retirement. Then she got divorced, found new love, and remarried. She also got caught up in caring for her aging parents. At 61, this former career counseling client called me because, after 5 years of dealing with these life interruptions, she wanted to work again. During our session, it became evident that her career in finance was likely over. Finance is an unforgiving field that does not tolerate long gaps of unemployment. Brenda didn't seem to have the desire to undergo the intense re-education it would take to get her back up to speed. So we talked about a meaningful retirement option. She admitted that she had been considering another option. When I asked what she was thinking about, she said, "I love business etiquette and protocol. I've researched this career option and found a school that offers the top training in the United States. It is expensive at nearly $7,000 plus travel and hotel expenses for the 5-day program." This was an intriguing idea, but she still had no plan. She lived in Idaho. Could she pull this work off there? Who would hire her? I had her look into the program more thoroughly and get some references from recent grads. Apparently, the original owner and program director had died, and the new people running the program weren't doing that good a job. I encouraged her to network and conduct some research. From other people doing this work, found on LinkedIn, Brenda learned a lot about the pros and cons of this job, the skills she'd need to excel, and the best training options. Who might hire her or buy her services, which services to offer, how to price them, who offered the best training with the top connections, and how to successfully launch her business. We determined this new role would be a part-time job and probably not a consistent moneymaker, but Brenda said that was okay. No longer scared that this was a fanciful idea, she worked with me to make a written plan that included getting educated, developing a website, and networking heavily with people in the industry and her old contacts to launch her retirement reinvention. Indeed, self-discovery, good research and investigation, plus enacting a reasonable plan made all the difference and allowed her to succeed. Today, Brenda uses technology to advance her protocol business. Using a free online video and audio recording service allows me to do my job from anywhere. I can find clients worldwide to offer my services to. Technology has allowed me to do consulting and not have to travel much. It's worked out very nicely, she says. Don't be a failed retiree. Did you know you can fail at retirement? Well, you certainly can. Dennis was a doctor who had become tired of his medical practice. Healthcare was changing so much, and the reduced income, work stress, and pressure had gotten to be too much. He felt drained and decided to sell his practice, thinking he and his wife could retire now that his kids had finished college. The couple took a cruise around the world, which she had always wanted to do. They enjoyed it. After returning, his wife went to lunch with friends and to yoga classes every day, leaving Dennis to fend for himself. He had spent so much time working as a physician, he had few outside interests besides reading novels. Golf and tennis were out since he suffered from a bad knee. Within 6 months, he was too bored and depressed to remain at home anymore. He started looking into temporary medical positions, yet these full-time jobs put him back in the stressful environment he had left behind. Frustrated and disillusioned, he just could not see any other options. Medicine had been his life, his entire world. He spent his retirement floundering, depressed and unsatisfied. Dennis had, in fact, failed as a retiree. This could be you. Without an action plan for your retirement, you might also turn into an unhappy couch potato. If you've been a workaholic or a business owner, you stand a pretty strong chance of failing in retirement. Work has been the center of your universe. Certainly, you have gained a lot from your labors, success, prestige, meaning, and income. It can definitely be a struggle to find new joy and meaning when you leave your professional self behind. Unless you want to find yourself job hunting a year after you retire, you need a solid plan. This is what you will be working on as you go through the chapters ahead. Ideally, you should develop some outside interests before you leave work, but you can always explore new things once you are retired. New goals and lifestyle changes will enable you to make the transition successfully. For some people, getting retirement coaching is an excellent idea. A successful businesswoman, Sunny was an attractive, powerful lady who had acquired a lot of prestige. She sold her company at the age of 42. She and her husband were left with what you and I would call extreme wealth and never needed to worry about money again. She did have to fret about this new retirement, though. The couple traveled a lot, but Sunny found her days too isolating when she was home for a long spell. We met and I suggested she find a hobby or a charity at which to volunteer. She supported many charities financially, but when it came to thinking about working at one, she wondered what to do. I got her talking about her personal interests. I love large wild animals, cats in particular, tigers, leopards, jaguars, and lions. I once did a certification course at a facility that trains large animals for the movies. During the course of that training, I got to work closely with those exquisite cats, and I was fascinated, Sunny proclaimed. I suggested she look into working at a zoo in the large cat areas. She found something better than that, an outdoor sanctuary near her winter home, which took in animals, large and small, that had been injured in the wild. The vets had treated them, but these animals would not be able to return to the wild. This animal sanctuary used volunteers. Sunny assumed it would be easy to get a spot working directly with the large cats. Her first revelation was that volunteering was going to be a lot harder than she had imagined. Like many places, the facility preferred year-round volunteers. A snowbird, Sunny spent only 5 months in that area. It took some serious persuasion with the volunteer director to give me a chance at working at the sanctuary, she says. My first winter, I took the training necessary to work there. I got nowhere near my beloved animals. The next season, I got some tasks that involved helping clean out cages and preparing the food. All part of the work, but still not exactly what I was looking for, she explains. The sanctuary uses volunteers to run an educational tour program. Sunny offered to do that. She learned each of the animals' names and how they came to be at the sanctuary. She excelled at leading tours for the groups who came to learn about the animals. Part of the tour includes giving treats to the animals so they will come up to the fence and guests can get a closer look at the various cats, bears, and other animals who call the sanctuary home. It was a win for both Sunny and the facility. She is a very popular guide, and there are lots of positive reviews on TripAdvisor and Yelp from enthusiastic guests who have taken her tours. I work part-time around my beloved jaguars, mountain lions, bears, and more, so I couldn't be happier, Sunny shares. Even if you have all the money in the world, you will still have to work to create your best retirement reinvention. Better days are ahead. Begin today. Continue to listen to this audiobook to develop a plan for your retirement. Then, if you do get shoved out the door, you will have a better place to land and make the next stage of life more palatable. You'll see opportunities you hadn't thought of. You'll hear interesting stories of what others are doing. You'll get practical tools to assist you in making better decisions. Your new future will include doing meaningful, fun work, likely part-time. You can still earn money if that's your goal. Or you may elect to work in a volunteer capacity. You have some truly wonderful options to choose from. One career will end. Yes, everything ends, but your future will be what you choose to make it. Working together, we will set a new course for happy days and enjoyment ahead. So many retirees are reshaping their lives. As you listen, keep your mind open. Try not to be negative about every idea suggested, but instead look and see if it might be a possibility for you. Too many times people think about why they can't do things instead of figuring out how they can. Sunny's dream was not an easy one to obtain. It took time to find the animal sanctuary and over 2 years to work in there before she got near the large cats. Dick took the Meals on Wheels job to be useful. Only after he had done it for a while did he discover the joy of chatting about his former students with the elderly people he delivered meals to. Brenda had a dream, but it took guts, good planning, and new training to turn her fantasy into a whole new business. Your attitude will impact your ability to have a meaningful retirement. Explore. Be open to the new ideas you'll hear about in this audiobook. Look ahead and see yourself living a meaningful and happy life. You will define what that will look like as we go through this audiobook. It must be something personally satisfying and fulfilling. That will be our top goal in developing your meaningful and enjoyable retirement plan. Retirement reinvention should be viewed as another phase, a happy stage of your life and career. See it as the days when you will meet new people, many quite interesting. You'll share common interests with these new friends. You will be doing different important work that you want to do and that makes you happy. The engineer loves teaching, something he would never have done if he hadn't retired. For him and for you, this new stage is not an end, but a continuation of the last stage of your career. It can and should be a joyous time of your life. Pay close attention to what your heart says. Visualize some new dreams. Allow us to work together, you partnering with me, to build you a new life plan that makes the days ahead happy ones. Let's get started. If it is to be, it is up to me. Chapter 2. What do you want to do now? I don't want to die without having really lived all the stages of my life, says Catherine, a former CEO of a premier boutique consulting firm, who sold her company at age 59. I loved my job, and I want to love my retirement, too. I looked